is knowing that that is going to be one hell of a playoff game.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. I want to thank KSRO and Novato Chevrolet and all of the other sponsors that are helping put this game of the week on. This is the sixth game of our seven-game premier series, and November 16th, we'll be back on the air. Piner with the football as we begin the second quarter. Football inside the 10-yard line. Isaac throws. The pass is batted up in the air and falls to the ground. Incomplete pass.
Great job by the El Molino defensive line getting in there, knocking that ball down before it's got a chance to do any more damage here. As Piner inside the red zone, looking to make something happen here, extend this lead further.
Third down and four. El Molino Lions defense needs to stiffen here. They're trailing 7-0 as we just began the second quarter. Piner High School's homecoming game. We've got a special guest at halftime. Piner's own Kathy Slack from KSRO and the Pointless Sisters will be joining us. Isaac, the quarterback, drops into the shotgun. Aiden Torres to his left, two receivers right, two receivers left. He hands it off to Torres, who comes up the middle, finds a hole, and he dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Prospectors. Again, they find gold. 13-0, and we're getting ready for the PAT.
There's just nothing that the El Molino defensive line can do right there. When the Piner offensive line is getting a push like that and they create a wide gap and you've got a back as skilled as Torres, it's just a ticket for six right away.
Adrian Torres is so quick, eluded an El Molino tackler right at the line of scrimmage and went untouched into the end zone. His brother Isaac Torres getting ready for the PAT. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good. Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 14-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at WCDperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Prospectors have struck gold for the second time in this game and lead the El Molino Lions 14-0. 11 minutes and 49 seconds remaining in quarter number two, and the Prospectors in their new black jerseys are going to kick off to El Molino. The kick is a low driving kick, hits the ground. Coming up to pick it up is Jalen Hall at the 10-yard line. He comes up the middle, finds a little hole, and he's brought down at the 28-yard line. First and 10 Lions.
Great job by the Piner kick coverage there, mitigating any gain that could have been had. Jalen Hall quite shifty, quite fast. He can score at any time. Now, if on the El Molino offense here, Nick, you got to come out, and I know there's a lot of game left, but you got to come out and you got to respond. And luckily for them, there is enough game left, so I'll be happy. Even if you just manage to scratch up 3 points, you got to put some points up on the board right here. Show Piner that you came to play here and that you're not just going to be here to get all walked all over on homecoming night.
There's going to be a face mask penalty on Piner on the return. That's going to move the football up to the El Molino 34-yard line. They will take the football right there, trailing 14-0. Weston Lewis, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun, shifts his halfback Jalen Hall to the left. Lewis takes the snap, hands it to Jalen Hall. He's trying to get around the right side of the Piner defense, and the Piner defense will not allow it. And they stop him and push him to the ground right back at the line of scrimmage.
And this is a recipe for disaster. If you're El Molino right now, you make your bread and butter off the running game. You've already down two scores here early in the second quarter, and you need to get something going on the offense. And if the run game's not going to do it, and you've already demonstrated you don't have much faith in your passing game, it's going to be a long night.
Second down and 10. Lewis looking over to the sideline to Randy Parmeter. Two receivers left. one receiver right, and Jalen Hall in the shotgun right behind Weston Lewis. Now he shifts Jalen Hall to the right, takes the snap, flips it quickly to Jalen Hall. He finds a hole. He comes up to sideline, and he's tackled out of bounds short of the first down. Bring up third down and four.
Number 53, Juan Alejandro Valencia, real close to intercepting that pitch there for Piner. Just something to look out there for, Nick. It's Piner's catching on to this running attack here that El Molino's trying to establish.
Adonis Gutierrez, the basketball player turned football player, knocking him out of bounds short of the first down. It's going to bring up third down and five. Big play for the Lions early here in the second quarter, trailing 14 to nothing. Lewis looking over the defense. Now he shifts his back to the right. Pitches it to DJ Ramilio. He's coming up the field, and he's going to be stopped right at the first down marker, but his second effort may have picked it up. Let's see where the spot is. His forward progress may have picked it up, and it did. Excellent effort by DJ Ramilio, the backup running back who bowled his way forward for the first down.
Ramilio coming up with a huge first down for the Lions here. They're able to keep this drive going.
Ten minutes
and 30 seconds remaining here in the half. And again, you got to get some points up here if you're El Molino. You have to scratch and claw, do whatever you can to make sure that you keep on getting first downs.
First and 10 Lions, the football right at their own 45. Lewis, the quarterback, looking over the Piner defense. Two receivers left, one receiver right. And there's going to be looks like a penalty or timeout. Excuse me, a timeout for El Molino. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks. Provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center. Brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. Our sideline reporter Michael Baribault is down on the sideline. We'll get a comment from Michael here about the first quarter in a couple of minutes on our next timeout. El Molino with the football, first and 10 at their own 45-yard line, trailing 14 to nothing. 10 minutes remaining in quarter number two here at Piner High School, their homecoming. Big night for the Prospectors as they're 7-0. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, shifts the halfback. Jalen Hall to the right. Fakes the handoff, and Piner stuffs Weston Lewis, and he loses 2 yards as he tried to fake the handoff and come up the middle. Piner had nothing to do for it and was not fooled and stuffed him right there.
You're going to have to get a little bit more creative here on the offensive side of the football if you're El Molino.
Third down, second down and 13. Loss of 3 on the play. Lewis, 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Running back DJ Ramalia in the game. Lewis takes the snap. He's trying to get around, and Piner's defense is stepping it up big time, and they drop Lewis. Again, he loses 1 yard on the play.
Piner's D-line is starting to match the intensity of their O-line there. You had Herman, number 33, assisting with number 53, Juan Alejandro Valencia, able to snuff out that run right from the start.
Third down and 14 as El Molino has lost 4 yards on their last 2 running plays. Lewis looking to the sideline to coach Randy Parmeter. Needs to dial up a substantial gain here. Maybe 2 down territory. Let's see what happens. Third and 14. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Ramalia, the halfback, to the left. Lewis gets it, throws quickly out in the flat. It's caught, and he's brought down just short of the first down.
Number 5, Jackson Dunkel, with a great catch. reached out for it, and it looks like they're going to mark him just a yard short. And if I'm El Molino, I'm rolling the dice, and I'm going for this, Nick.
They line up quickly over the football. Piner, and now he gets the snap, and he's going to be stopped.
He didn't get it. Number 52, Isaac Kim, coming off the corner there, stopping him. A turnover on downs. Piner's going to get the ball back.
El Molino lined quickly up to try to get the quarterback sneak, and Piner looked out of disarray, but the one man that was ready for it was Isaac Kim, the leading tackler for the Prospectors. Bear-hugged Weston Lewis and dropped him just short of the first down, so the Prospectors will take over on downs.
And I feel like that was the right play call there, Nick. It was just come down to execution, and you didn't execute. But it was a good play call. I like the idea. You'll see teams like the New England Patriots do that a lot with Tom Brady, mostly on the goal line, not the middle of the field. But the idea still remains the same.
We'll get Michael's thoughts here the next time out. We'll keep it right here and get Michael's thoughts from the first quarter. Who's went in the trenches that time? Piner definitely won the trench battle. First and 10 Prospectors. Isaac with the handoff, hands it up the middle to Adrian Torres, and tackled right there by that man for El Molino, Coleman Hayes, right at the line of scrimmage.
Again, Coleman Hayes doing a great job of blowing up that play for what appears to be a loss of one.
Hayes is very active. The senior middle linebacker for El Molino leads the team in tackles. Second down and 10. Isaac, the quarterback, looking over to the sidelines. Got all five of the coaches for Piner are giving the signals. Gets it from one of them. He's the only one that knows who's given the real signal. Isaac, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Throws long down the left sideline. The ball's up in the air, and it's knocked away.
And a great job defensively for number 12 there, Ethan Ransom. Able to get around the bigger body there in Isaac Torres and knock that ball down.
A penalty on the play. Came from the sideline judge, Brian Wills.
Is it most likely to be holding?
Sean Lentz going to tell us what it's all about.
Appears to be a false start.
Against the Piner Prospectors. Going to push them back 5 yards. We'll replay the down. It's going to be second down and 15. Isaac threw the ball deep down the sideline like Piner likes to do and lets his athlete, Isaac Torres, go up and get it. El Molino did a much better job of defending it as they're keeping their eye on the football and they're timing their jumps. El Molino's got some good defensive secondary players back there, very athletic. Dunkel and Cole Van Stone. Second down and 15. Isaac quickly out into the flat, caught. Going to have a penalty against Piner, and it looks like it's going to be a clipping penalty against Michael Collins as Cole Van Stone came up to make the tackle. Mason Cole Schweitzer caught the little pass, and Collins tried to get a block, but it's going to be in the back, and Piner will be pushed back even further.
And Coach Bell hopped out on the field real quick, took advantage of that teaching moment, letting Collins know exactly what he did wrong.
Piner getting pushed backwards here on these last two plays, and it's a substantial penalty. Simon Terrell's going to put the ball down right at the 25-yard line for Piner. Again, second down and 30. Isaac, the quarterback, comes up under center, gives the play call to the lineman. Now he drops back. Adrian Torres is halfback to the right. The snap goes right to Torres, who comes up the middle, finds a little hole, and gets back to 10 yards on the penalty.
And he actually dragged Coleman Hayes for about 5 yards there before he was able to wrestle him down. Good news for Piner is that they've been in the down and distance like this before earlier in the game, so they've had a couple trial runs, and they know exactly how to manage a situation like this.
They picked up the last time they had a long 35 yards on the first down. They picked it up. This is going to bring up third down and 20. Third and 20. Isaac Torres looking for the signals. Yonatan Isaac looking for the signals. Has Isaac Torres, his leading receiver, to the left. Now he throws long to Isaac Torres down the sideline. Torres goes up for the football, and it's batted away.
Again, a great job defensively there by Ethan Ransom, timing the jump, going up there with Torres, and he's able to get his hand in there and knock the ball away.
It's going to force a fourth down.
Nick, the one thing I don't like about the way that Isaac is throwing the ball right now is those things, you would think Skittles would drop from him. The rainbows that he's launching downfield right now, he needs to bring it in a little tighter, throw it on more of a rope, and allow his bigger body receiver a chance to be the only one to go up and get it. Right now, he's putting so much air underneath it, he's letting the DBs get a chance to get under there too.
That's a great point. I think you're precise on that. Let's see if Coach Terrence Bell talks to him. It's going to force Piner to punt the football. Adonis Gutierrez is into the game. Gutierrez gets the snap. The kick is a high kick, end over end. It's going to bounce at the 38-yard line and go out of bounds. First and 10 Lions at their own 38. Let's leave it right here. There's no timeout as the teams are hustling onto the field. El Molino's Weston Lewis, the junior quarterback, needs to get the offense going for El Molino, but no easy task against the Piner Prospectors, who have 6 shutouts in their first 7 games this season, leading 14-0 with 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2. Lewis, the quarterback for El Molino, looking to the sideline, gets the signal, relays it to his team. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. Jalen Hall, the halfback, shifts to the right. Lewis gets the snap, pitches it quickly to Jalen Hall, and Piner's defense stops him as he was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. 2nd down and 10.
A good job by the Piner defense there. They just kind of seem to have this El Molino rushing tack down. And I'm going to be interested to see how El Molino handles it for the rest of this quarter and then the adjustments they make in the second half.
Piner's defensive line starting to take over. Diego Martinez, Big Fiji, Rafael Madden. We're going to get a timeout. Let's leave it right here. Let's play Michael Barabalt's thoughts about the first quarter.
Michael Barabalt reporting from the sidelines here for the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Piner are up 7-0, their fewest points they've scored in an opening quarter since September 20th against Miramonte. Piner's offensive line doing a great job up front of sealing off the three-man front the Lions are providing. On the other side, Molino's offensive line is doing a great job picking up the Piner defensive lineman but having trouble picking up the secondary linebackers and defensive backs coming up the middle. It's a great game so far. Molino's playing very well. Piner struggling a little bit on offense, had a couple penalties that set them back. But we're going to have a good one. So it's 7-0 Piner as we head into the second quarter.
Michael Barabalt, Weston Lewis, the quarterback, looks over the Piner defense, trailing 14-0, 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in quarter number 2. Lewis looks to the sidelines, got the call, relays it to the team. 2 receivers left, halfback Jalen Hall to the left. Lewis wants to pass, looks downfield, throws out to the flat, and it's off the hands and incomplete as Ryan Palmer, pass was a little bit low. Palmer dove for it, may have been able to come up with the catch, but it wasn't an easy one.
And where I want Isaac to tighten up his tosses there, I think that Weston Lewis can afford to put a little bit more zip on those passes, or a little bit more air underneath it, so his wide receiver's got time to go get it.
Yeah, the nose of the football got turned downwards, and it was sailing into the turf. Palmer made an excellent try on it. It's going to force El Molino into a punting situation. Isaac Torres is back, and there's going to be a false start on El Molino as Deddy Kushner, the left tackle for the El Molino Lions, started a little premature. El Molino backs up 5 yards. Isaac Torres is deep. The snap is good. The kick is angled away from Torres towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds right at the 41-yard line. So Piner will take over, leading 14-0 with 5 minutes and 18 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2. Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth, Piner's homecoming tonight. That ought to be interesting at halftime. We've got a great interview with our own Kathy Slack, a Piner graduate at halftime. We'll get Jeff's thoughts of the first half. Michael Barabalt will come up here with us and And the godfather, Joe Pasquini, will give us some of the scores of the top 10 teams in our list here at KSRO. Isaac, the quarterback for Piner, hands it up the middle to Adrian Torres, who finds a big hole. Not before 15-yard gain as he mugged by the defense of El Molino and thrown to the ground. A great job by the Piner offensive line as they opened up a huge hole, and Adrian Torres goes up for 15-yard gain.
It took three El Molino defenders just to stop him right there, and it just seemed like everyone that he took on, he was ready for another defender to step up.
Football placed now on the El Molino side of the 50 at the 47-yard line. First and 10 Prospectors. Isaac gets the snap, hands it to Torres, who comes up the middle, eludes two or three tacklers, and the ball may have come out. Let's see if there's a fumble. Jumping on top of it and regaining the fumble was Adrian Torres as the football came to the ground. Great job eluding Anthony Pacheco of El Molino in the background. Torres was able to get forward and gain 8 yards on it. Brings up a second down and two. The football inside the El Molino 40-yard line. Clock ticking. Just about 4 minutes remaining here in quarter number two. Isaac in the shotgun. Gets the snap, looks to throw, throws quickly over the middle, and he throws behind the receiver, Isaac Torres.
And that was just a miscommunication there between wide receiver and quarterback. You had Jonathan Isaac rolling back to his left, and you had Torres coming across the middle to his right, and he's really throwing across his body behind his wide receiver. He's lucky that he didn't leave one out there for the El Molino defense to take away.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think Torres would have had an opportunity if he was stopped. There was a hole in the defense there. They'll work that out later once they watch the film. Third down and three. Torres to his left. Isaac, the quarterback, in the shotgun, hands it, fakes the handoff. Now he's coming around the end. He's got a block, and he's going to get the edge, and he's going down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him, and he goes all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Piner Prospectors.
A 44-yard rushing touchdown for Jonathan Isaac on the quarterback keeper there, putting Piner up ahead by 3 scores with just under 4 minutes left here in the second quarter.
Jonathan Isaac says he's not the fastest runner on the team, but I'll tell you, when there's somebody chasing him, that young man's got a gear that nobody else on the field can match, and he showed it there as he went down the sideline, untouched into the end zone, touchdown Prospectors. Isaac Torres ready for the PAT. The snap is good. The kick is a line drive kick, but it makes it over the crossbar. And the Piner Prospectors lead 21-0 over the El Molino Lions. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hello and welcome back to the Game of the Week on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 21-0, getting ready to kick off. It's a low line drive kick coming up the middle with a big hole, and he's bringing it back all the way to the 21-yard line of Piner. Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker, picked it up, and there's a middle linebacker's dream right there as he came up the field, showed a lot of speed, finally run out of bounds at the Piner 21-yard line.
Typically, when we say he's got a nose for the football, we're talking about the defensive side of the ball. On this, Coleman Hayes just had the presence of mind to pick up what was a grounded kick on the kickoff and find a hole and take it, and now you're looking at El Molino with a chance to answer right back.
Just the recipe that El Molino needs. 21 yards from a touchdown against this stingy Piner defense. Trailing 21 to nothing, 3:43 remaining in the quarter. Weston Lewis now throws to the end zone, and he throws it out of bounds a little bit wide on the field. Incomplete pass.
Pass intended for Jackson Dunkel, but number four, Jonathan Isaac, the quarterback turning cornerback, doing a great job of actually using the sideline as an extra defender and not allowing Dunkel to get anywhere in position to make that catch.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac led the North Bay last year in interceptions. When he plays defensive back, he's got a nose for the football. Second down and 10 for El Molino. Lewis fakes the handoff, trying to get around the edge, and he's going to be tripped up and lucky he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Brought down by number 56, Noah Hatfield, and number 52, Isaac Kim, or 58, excuse me, Isaac, no, 52, pardon me, Isaac Kim on the play there. Bringing it back to Isaac, playing cornerback has to also help with playing quarterback because you're able to get inside the mind of a DB. You can place balls. You can ideally get a picture of where certain positions are favorable for the quarterback when you're playing DB.
I think you're exactly right. Helps him out a lot. Throwing for the end zone again. The ball's up, and it's caught, but he's out of bounds. And as he goes to the ground, he loses the football. Jackson Dunkel had an opportunity. Weston Lewis threw down the right sideline. Dunkel was able to get one arm on it, and as he went to the ground, he was not able to secure it, and it becomes an incomplete pass, forcing a fourth down and 9.
Jonathan Isaac again on the coverage there. I thought he got it there a little early. I was looking for a penalty flag, and the one time I was looking for one, we don't get it.
Big play for El Molino, who had a great kickoff return. We got a timeout on the field. Let's see what it is. The referees are looking at the clock here.
We have 2:27 up on the scoreboard here at the stadium. And the officials might going to be changing that.
They put back, it's going to start at 2:45. Added a little bit of time onto the clock.
Still fourth down.
Big play for the El Molino Lions, trailing 21 to nothing with 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2. The Piner Prospectors defense has done a great job. 6 shutouts and their 7 wins this season, and right now El Molino is seeing why this Piner defense is so stiff. We're going to have a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Jeff, I got to tell you, I see the Piners' defensive line starting to take over in this game. El Molino started out, they had a little bit of success on some running plays to Jalen Hall, but Piners' defense does what they do, and they start to impose their will, and they're taking over the line right now.
Well, credit those big nasties on the D-line there for Piner because they're taking it to the hog mollies of El Molino right now, and that's just the difference in the game. We had Baribault talk about it earlier in the game about how excited he was to see that matchup. And again, high school football, much to college and professional, the game is won and lost in the trenches. You have those pieces on the outside, the fancy toys that help you make the flashy plays you need, but you also have to have the offensive line there to create the space for you to get the ball going on the ground. And that's what Piner's been able to do, El Molino's trying to do, and we're just seeing an exhibition here on how to do it and how not to.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to these linemen here for Piner. Donovan Carrillo, Isaac Kim, Diego Martinez, and Raphael B.G. Madden are doing a wonderful job inside there, they're imposing their will right now. Juan Alondras Valencia is also in there. They're shifting in 5 defensive linemen, keeping everybody fresh. El Molino's really struggling right now to move the football. They need a big play. 4th down and 9. The ball at their 20-yard line. Lewis drops back, gets a good snap, throws for the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Weston Lewis found Jalen Hall over the right corner of the end zone, and Jalen Hall used his speed and athleticism as Weston Lewis dropped it right in there for the Lions. They're on the board.
A beautiful touchdown pass from Weston Lewis. He put it right where Adrian Torres could not get that football, and it results in 6 points here for Elmo, and they're turning the corner here in this game. It's no small task to put points up on the board against this Piner defense, and now that you've got a taste of some of these points, now you're going to start getting hungrier for more, and we'll see if they can generate any more momentum moving forward.
Cole Van Stone lining up for the point after. The snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is good. El Molino on the scoreboard. 2 minutes, 38 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. Piner leading El Molino 21-7. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The El Molino Lions scored a touchdown and now trail 21-7 with 2 minutes 38 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. El Molino got a great kickoff return from their middle linebacker, Coleman Hayes, who scurried up the field for 50 yards, setting up the Lions at the 20-yard line. On a fourth down from the 20, Weston Lewis found Jalen Hall in the end zone for a Lions touchdown, cutting the Prospectors' lead to 21-7. Cole Van Stone ready to kick off. Booms, a line drive kick that's going to bounce into the end zone untouched. And the Prospectors will go back onto the field with 2 minutes and 38 seconds remaining here in quarter number two, hoping to extend their 21-7 lead.
Now, I wonder if El Molino has done and poked the bear here with Piner, putting the points up on the board. We're going to see either this Piner offense is going to retaliate, and then I'm just as interested to see the Piner defense get back out there and see how pissed off they're going to play.
2 minutes and 38 seconds, 21-7 here at Piner High School in their homecoming. We got a really great halftime presentation here at Piner High School, and we've got a great interview with Kathy Slack, and we'll get the thoughts from Michael Baribault. Joe Pasquini will give you some highlights of some other games in the area and highlights from the first half of this. So stick around. Isaac, the quarterback for Piner, back in the shotgun, gets the snap, hands it to Adrian Torres, who finds a big hole. 11 yards straight up the center of El Molino's defense before he's brought down.
I'm going to keep an eye on Torres this drive because he was the one that got that touchdown scored on him. That ball was put just out of reach for him on the defensive side. Now I'm going to see if that motivates him on the offensive side to come out here and eat up these yards before halftime.
Ryan Palmer making the tackle deep in the secondary for El Molino. First and 10 Prospectors, the football at their 31-yard line. Isaac, the quarterback, gets the shotgun again, hands it straight up the middle, and again a nice hole for Adrian Torres, who battles his way up the middle before he's finally brought down after a 7-yard gain.
Coleman Hayes and David Estrada coming up there to make the stop on the play, but not before Torres is almost able to gain another first down. Running mad.
Yeah, and he's like a greased pig back there. He just sliding out of the way. El Molino not wrapping up. Torres is running like a man possessed. I love that. Last week we had Shane Moran for Cardinal Newman do the same thing, and these young men just want to win so bad, and they play the game the right way. Second down and 3. The football at the 40-yard line of Piner, leading 21-7. Isaac, the quarterback, gets the snap. Now he wants to throw. He's looking to his left. Now he's going to come up the middle, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage before he's sacked and down right there.
Interesting play call here by Piner. They got 2 timeouts left, and we're just south of 1:10 left in the half. I'm wondering if they're going to take another shot here as the half ends.
Ryan Palmer on the tackle for El Molino, doing a good job of coming up and forcing it. And there's going to be a timeout, just as you mentioned, Jeff. Timeout, Piner. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Right back. Welcome back to Piner High School. The Prospectors just took a timeout. They have one remaining, just under 1 minute remaining here in quarter number two. Prospectors leading the Lions 21-7. They have the football at their own 40-yard line, second down and two. Isaac, the quarterback, looking over for the signals. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Adrian Torres, his running back, gets the sign, relays the signal to his lineman, steps back into the shotgun. Gets the snap. Now he wants to throw. Rolls out, throws it to incomplete as he was looking to throw the ball over the middle. Michael Collins tried to make the catch, incomplete. Stops the clock with 56 seconds remaining, bringing up a third down and two for the Prospectors.
And just an interesting turn of events here for the Prospector offense. You got fourth and one here with 56 seconds left. I don't know why the timeout wasn't called a little bit earlier. Just an interesting, like I said, interesting turn of events here with the play calling direction.
An opportunity for El Molino. If they can stop him here, they would be in good field position, fourth down and one. Isaac with the snap, he wants to throw, throws over the middle, and it's caught and dropped. And El Molino will take over the football.
Pass intended for number two, Michael Collins there, and Collins on the slant. He had his hands on the ball, so if you asked him right there, he would tell you that he's got to reel that in. But I think it was just a classic case of him starting to look downfield before he reeled that ball, and he had nothing but space there.
Absolutely right. He had two steps before any defender around and took his eyes off of it. Opportunity for the Lions, trailing 21-7. The football at the Prospectors' 40-yard line. Weston Lewis, the quarterback for El Molino, looking over the defense. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shifts Jalen Hall, the halfback, to the left. Lewis is going to throw long down the sideline, and the ball is batted away.
Number four, Jonathan Isaac, doing a great job of getting that ball out of the hands of Jackson Dunkel for what could have been a big play there for El Molino.
Lewis put the ball right where he needed to. There was an opportunity for Jackson Dunkel, but Isaac, the quarterback, now playing defensive back, came over there and knocked it away as he was making the grab. And we've got another clock situation here. Head referee Sean Lint is working with the timer. See if we can get the clock squared away. El Molino lining up, second down and 10. Football at the 40-yard line of Piner. Lions trailing 21-7. Late here in the second quarter. 47 seconds remaining. Lewis gets the snap. Now he's coming up the middle. He's got finding a little hole, but it's get closed up quickly. And he's brought down after a 2-yard gain.
Now, that doesn't make any sense if you're El Molino because you're just continuing to kill the clock. You don't have any timeouts. You need to be throwing the ball towards the sideline. So, worst case scenario, the incomplete pass kills the clock.
Isaac Kim on the tackle for the Prospectors. Second down and 7 yards. Third down and seven, excuse me. Lewis looking over the defense, gets the snap, throws it quickly. It's caught by Ryan Palmer, and he's tackled right at the sticks. The clock is running, and that's probably going to do it here for the first half. As we're kicking it down, El Molino trying to get off one more play, and they will not. That'll do it for the first half here with the Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 21-7. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
This is Nick Mattis back at Piner High School with Jeff Woodworth. The Piner Prospectors have taken a 21-7 lead here at halftime, and it's Piner's homecoming game. And we've got a Piner graduate with us, our own Kathy Slack from KSRO. And if you enjoyed that song, Kathy is one of the singers for the Pointless Sisters. How are you tonight, Kathy?
I am great. I am so happy to see this huge crowd here to celebrate my alma mater, Piner High School.
Now, what year did you graduate? Now, I know we're not supposed to
ask.
That's
okay. I'm very proud. 1978, okay. Of course, we were the best class. But anyway.
Well, Kathy, listen, I am so happy to be here at Piner. Can you believe that the Prospectors are 7-0?
No. They weren't when I was here. We had a great team when I was here. But, boy, this besides it being homecoming, I see so many alumni here, and it just warms my heart because this is great. Piner's getting the positive coverage that they deserve.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of it's to do to Terrence Bell, their coach. He's a first-year coach, and I've had such a wonderful time getting to know Terrence. This is our second game that we've done here. We did the Annalee game here a few weeks ago, and I just love all the things that Terrence has done. You know, he first of all, he made his own prospector. He designed his own prospector. It's on the helmets. Tonight, the Prospectors are using black uniforms, but when the season started, he had them using the uniforms that they wore back in 2004, the jerseys, when they won their last league championship.
Nice.
So tonight he said, Nick, I'm breaking out these black jerseys. The team really wanted to do this, so we're going to do black jerseys. And Piner's never worn black jerseys, so this is such a special night. And we can see that there's going to be some a great halftime show here. It's homecoming.
Yeah. So they're lining up behind us. There's floats for each of the classes.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll see some homecoming queen candidates. And here, speaking of floats,
yes.
Here comes the floats. Boy, it
here
sure brings back memories. In our day, we didn't have lights. So we had a day game at Montgomery. And we had, like, Corvettes, and the queen candidates would ride around in the Corvettes and all of that. So, yeah, this is super fun to be here tonight.
Well, Kathy, I know you helped raise money for the lights. I know you're very important. You've been very active with the alumni. I know that for sure. You're such a great radio consultant for me. You've helped me out so much when I started with KSRO doing overtime with Nick and Bob. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career at KSRO, and then I want to talk about the Pointless Sisters, because that song that we heard is one of my favorites. I like to play that quite often. I just love your voice. But
thank you. This is
Kathy Slack, and I'm so happy you're here tonight.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm a fifth-generation Sonoma County Sonoma Countyan, yes. Super proud of that. My grandmother was class of 33, Santa Rosa High School. So I went to all Santa Rosa City schools, went to the JC, went to Sonoma State, studied music, and started my career in radio in 04, and was very pleased to start at the company that had KSRO. And then I've been the sales manager for 5 years, I guess, and just so honored to be part of the history. KSRO started in 1937, and it was the first radio station between San Francisco and Oregon.
Wow.
And so to be part of something so historical, and it feels good. You know that feeling of home?
Yes.
It has that feeling. So studied music, got into business, doing sales, and then in 04 got into radio and just took to it like a duck to water, I guess.
Yes.
Love it, love it, love it. But being a music major, a vocal music major, of course, I've been in bands for over 30 years in the North Bay, and been in the Pointless Sisters now going on my 10th year.
Oh.
So very happy to be with an institution like that. They have been around for 35 years.
Quit aging yourself, Kathy.
I wasn't there 35 years ago. I've only got 10 in. Come on.
Kathy, you're the voice of so many of the voiceovers and the ads for KSRO.
Fun.
You've done so many for me and helped me on the overtime with Nick and Bob. And I just love your voice, and you're so perky all the time. KSRO was so lucky to have you. I want you to tell us a little bit about the Pointless Sisters and how you guys were formed, because you guys are fabulous. You play at a lot of the local events around here at the fairgrounds.
Let's talk
about the Pointless Sisters, because I'm sure there's a lot of your fans that would love to find out how they can follow you. You know what I mean? I never know where you guys are going to play unless I call you and say, where are you playing this weekend, Kathy?
So you can follow us on Facebook, of course. That's the easiest for most folks. We do have a website, psband.net. Like I said, the band's been around 35 years. We're an 8-piece band. There's 4 women on the front line. 3 of us are vocalists and a female sax player. And then we've got 4 pointless brothers, we call them. But, you know, I'm so honored to work with such great musicians. And the sum of our parts is greater than any one of us singularly. So it's just magic when we're playing together. And this summer we had probably our busiest summer. Played 3 different wineries, played the fair. Played, many events around the Bay Area. And comparing that to when I first got into bands, you know, we played a lot of bars and things. And that's kind of been replaced with the festivals and the winery gigs locally. And speaking for a lot of the musicians up here, we love it.
Yes. Yeah, I bet you do. That's
always a great
venue. And then afterward, you get to try a little of the wine and hang out.
You know, that's not a bad thing.
Yes.
That's not a bad thing. I'd be remiss if I didn't say Jane Sorensen started the Pointless Sisters. She's still on the front line with the Pointless Sisters.
Yes.
And she's just a little go-getter. She's amazing. And I wanted to go back to you talking about raising money. I was a very small part of it. My fiance, Randy Nunes, and a group, Jim Lanz, all these guys that were part of the Piner High School Foundation, still are, and the Piner High Hall of Fame, they were the ones that really, Jim started the campaign to raise the money for the lights. They worked tirelessly for 10 years before we even got to a part where it was going to maybe happen.
Yes.
And so they continue to raise money. Now that we've got the lights, and it's Jim Underhill Stadium, he's an amazing guy. He still comes. He's probably here. He's amazing.
Yeah, it's so beautiful to have the lights at a football field.
Oh, right?
You know?
It's just, look at this.
It's
a
big difference. Yes,
yeah.
It's a big difference, Kathy.
Yeah. So, and they still raise money. In fact, they've got a crab feed January 26th, a Saturday. It benefits the Boosters, the Hall of Fame, and the Foundation.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I love crab feeds.
There's nothing
better.
Good.
Yeah, all you can eat. Yeah.
Yes,
how
sir.
Often can you get to an all-you-can-eat crab?
Right,
those are
right.
fun. Yeah. And yeah. My strategy is I never eat anything else but the crab. Okay. I don't want any salad. I don't want the bread to fill me up and all that.
You guys, legs or the claw?
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know there's some special preference out there.
Oh, yeah. No. The claws have the best meat. That's the best. But, you know, you can get a lot of meat out of the bodies. Okay?
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
Well, Kathy, I want to tell you, you've been a big help to get this game of the week on the air, too.
Well,
if everybody
it's
doesn't
been my
know,
honor.
I have to work with Kathy. I don't have to.
I
don't
work.
Have to.
You work
it's
with her.
Torture.
It's a pleasure.
It's
a pleasure to work with Kathy Slack. And I want to thank you so much for coming here tonight and hope you enjoy the rest of the game here.
Thank you.
I am so impressed with Piner High School's football program and all the alumnus. And tonight we have such a beautiful here. All these cars are going
Look at
around.
This.
I'm sure people
it's
heard
so
a little
amazing.
Bit of some things, some cars revving it up here. But this is Kathy Slack, the most multi-talented woman in radio. And thank you so much for coming on this afternoon.
It was my pleasure. And I got to bring my daughter, who is also a Piner alum.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.
We've got Michael coming in here.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Jeff's going to get his thoughts. So
Jeff Woodworth.
We're going to send it back to the studio with Joe Pasquini, and we'll be back in a couple minutes to get the thoughts of Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barabalt. And Michael's got a really cool story about a young man from Petaluma High School. So this is the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
And this is Joe Pasquini from the KSRO Sports Desk. Hi, Kathy. You were wonderful in that interview, and Kathy's wonderful most of the time. It's halftime here. Piner leads El Molino 21-7. The game started out just like most games do for Piner. They got off to they got the ball at their own 40 to start off the ball game, and five plays later, they were in the end zone.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Adrian Torres to his right. Now he's going to pass. He lobs it to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Isaac Torres with his 17th touchdown reception of the season. And the Piner Prospectors have struck for gold on their first opportunity with the football.
That was Isaac's 40th touchdown of the season, his 40th touchdown pass of the season. And Piner had a 7-0 lead after a couple of turnovers. Piner got the ball back again, and you know where they ended up.
Isaac, the quarterback, drops into the shotgun. He hands it off to Torres, who comes up the middle, finds a hole, and he dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Prospectors. Again, they find gold.
And that gave Piner a 14-0 lead, and Piner kept piling it on. A 44-yard touchdown run by Isaac with 3:50 to go made the score 21-0, and it looked like the route was on, but it wasn't. El Molino got a big kickoff return from Coleman Hayes that put them in good shape. Piner had El Molino to a 4th-and-9, and then Piner got on the scoreboard.
Lewis drops back, gets a good snap, throws for the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Weston Lewis found Jalen Hall over the right corner of the end zone, and Jalen Hall used his speed and athleticism as Weston Lewis dropped it right in there for the Lions. They're on the board.
So all of a sudden, we've got a football game. Piner leads El Molino 21-7 at the half, and Michael caught up with El Molino coach Randy Parmeter what he thought about the first half.
On the field with El Molino head coach Randy Parmeter here at Piner High School, the Lions trailing the Piner Prospectors 21-7 here at the half. Coach, talk about first off the opening series of the game. What happened there?
Defensively, we just had there were two big plays that we gave up. One was just our guy out time not timing up the jump on the ball and the vertical, and we gave up a run to the outside of a screen play to the outside where we missed a bunch of tackles. So it was really just fundamentally based there.
Talking about the last few minutes of the half here, you guys were able to score, and then you had another chance, but unfortunately ran out of time. Talk about your team's heart and what this means. You giving Piner their only challenge of the year so far.
We're not out of this, and we're a good football team. I mean, our losses came from teams that have winning records. I mean, we have a good football team besides the Santa Rosa one, which it was an offensive battle, and we struggled with their heavy sets. This isn't the type of offense that this team runs, so we're going to compete with these guys. I mean, yeah, we should have got another score in there, but we didn't. But we get the ball in the second half. we'll score and hold them. And, you know, our guys will play hard all four quarters. I don't know, you know what I mean, but if they've been tested like that. So we'll have to see what happens. But our guys, no, we're ready to come and play.
Coach, thank you.
You got it.
Good luck.
Take care.
Michael Bearwell on the field with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Back to Nick, Jeff, and Joe.
And actually, this is Joe back in the KSRO Sports Desk. A couple scores to update you on. The Vine Valley League, a big game between KSRO's number 2 and 3 ranked teams, Vintage and American Canyon. Vintage and American Canyon are tied at the half, 14-14. American Canyon scored the first touchdown. They have traded touchdowns ever since. American Canyon went into this game 7-0, 3-0 in league. Vintage is 5-1 and 2-0. Also another big game, number 6 Rancho Cotati and number 5 Windsor. Rancho Cotati scored a touchdown in the first quarter. Windsor's came back with 2 second quarter touchdowns. They lead at the half, 14-7. Windsor's that quiet team in the North Bay League. Oak Division. They got Cardinal Newman next week. They are 1-0 in league, 5-1 overall. Here at halftime of our game of the week, Piner leads El Molino 21-7.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy. So you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
School, the Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 21-7. I've got Michael Barabalt here, our sideline reporter, up into the booth here with Jeff and I. Michael, listen, let's start out by talking about a really cool story that's happening here at Petaluma High School.
Yeah, Nick, thank you. So I was lucky enough to attend Petaluma High's practice on Monday, and I talked with Coach Chris, and there is a water boy. His name's Aiden. Him and his dad, Brett, have been going to Petaluma High games for years. I mean, probably 10, 12 years. And they are awesome. You know, Brett's awesome. Aiden's awesome. They're a great family. And his Aiden's mom, Joby, works in the snack shack every game. You know, they're just really cool people to the Petaluma High community. So Aiden, when Aiden came to high school, his dad, Brett, asked, hey, you know, what can Aiden do to help the team? And so Coach Chris gave him a jersey and a hat and said, you're the water boy. And so Aiden was excited to be a part of the team that he had grown up watching his whole life. And come to know it, on Monday afternoon at practice, Coach Chris made the announcement to Aiden, who has a form of cerebral palsy, that Aiden is going to suit up and play his first game in the Egg Bowl at Casa Grande High School. And the players and coaches erupted. I was so happy to be there for that moment. I'm happy for Aiden and his family. They have a lot of family coming out from wherever they live in the country for that game. It'll be a really special moment. So Aiden's wearing number 5. Number 5 is also the number of one of our Sonoma County Rising Stars, Garrett Freitas. He wore that number last year. Brendan White, Petaluma's quarterback from a few years ago, wore that. Mike Russell, another Petaluma quarterback, wore that number. So Aiden picked a good number to wear. So Aiden's now officially on the roster. He's going to play in the Egg Bowl November 2nd at Casa Grande High School. It'll be really fun, and it'll be a great moment to watch.
Yeah, Aiden Spillane, 10 years a water boy for the team, and now he gets to suit up, so that's going to be great. Really enjoy that. So, hey, Jeff, an interesting at halftime here, the Piner Prospectors, who started the game in their black jerseys and history-making, have now changed their uniform tops. And we're going to get the interview and the reason why from Coach Terrence Bell. Joe, could you run that?
here with head Piner football coach Terrence Bell here at the halftime. You guys leading 21-7. Coach, talk about your team's effort the first half.
Man, I'm pretty disappointed in our effort. I can't lie, and I expressed that effort or that disappointment to the team at halftime. I will admit they're a little bit distracted, you know, but they got to snap out of that. And Piner, hey, we're prospectors, man. We're used to working hard. And so if you don't come out and put in the work, I told them, this is what happens in the real world. If you don't come out and put in the work, you don't get a raise. So for them to come out and wear cool black jerseys and get a raise, nope. Told them at halftime, I said, take them off. We're going to come out in the maroons. Your boss doesn't give you a raise when you mess up. You don't get all the cool pageantries, the low riders get to watch the halftime show. They're going to come out in the maroons, and they're going to work their way up out of it.
Talk about the last few minutes of that second half. You guys allowed El Molino to score there after that long kickoff return. What happened on that last series?
Yeah, they released the running back down the middle of the field. It was their best player, probably against our best player, Isaac Torres. And we'll live with that. I mean, old Adrian Torres. We're going to live with that. And I guarantee you next time, Adrian will make the play.
Coach, thank you. Good luck the rest of the game.
I appreciate it.
Michael Barabalt, nice job as usual with Coach Terrence Bell. I want to get Jeff Woodworth's thoughts on the change of the uniforms at halftime. Myself, I feel that's a bit extreme there, but Coach Terrence Bell's got his reasoning. Jeff, what's your thoughts on this?
If you think that's extreme, you can take your ball and go home. I love it. I love what Coach Bell is doing, all right? On a week-to-week basis, he makes these kids compete for roster spots and jersey numbers, and hell, he's going to make them compete for the flipping jerseys that they're wearing out there on the field. I love it. Piner's only up to, and I say only because of how they've been running up the score against their opponents all season long, 21-7. He has set a standard. The kids are not reaching that standard. Takes their swag away. Oh, well, sorry. Come out and play harder in the second half. I love it.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, Piner has scored the fewest points in the first half they have all year. El Molino's done a fantastic job, and I love the fact that, as you said, Terrence Bell's setting that standard, and they're not meeting it. And even watching him on the sidelines, you know that, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's got this program under control. He's doing a very good job with this Piner program, and I absolutely love what he did at the halftime there, and I loved what he said to me in that interview.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I hear what you're saying, but it's a little extreme. You know, 2 weeks ago we were here. Piner had jumped off to a 21-0 lead in the first quarter, and it ended 21-0 at halftime, that score against Anley. El Molino got a late touchdown on a 4th-and-11 and got a touchdown to cut it to 21-7. I think that El Molino is a pretty tough opponent here. We thought they would be. So, yes, is he trying to get the boys to play better? We'll see what happens in the second half because we're getting ready to kick off right now. Piner's going to be kicking off to El Molino. They're going to take the football, trailing 21-7 here as we're getting ready for the second half. Nice job, Michael Barabalt. We'll send you down to the sideline and get your third quarter thoughts. Keep an eye on the trenches because I believe Piner started to take over in the trenches in that second quarter, and we were talking about. Jeff Woodworth, any thoughts that you want to add here as we get ready for the kickoff?
I mean, if you're Piner, you just got to keep punching Elmo in the mouth, and if you're El Molino, you just got to keep on taking those shots and trying to deliver them back. It's pretty simple as far as that goes.
Piner kicks the ball off deep, taken at the goal line by Jalen Hall, who comes straight up the middle, and he gets back to the 20-yard line. El Molino taking over, trailing 21-6.